Waltz, Biden administration, Pentagon contributing to recruiting shortage by saying country, military are racist. By Ian Hanchett on July 21, 2022. On Wednesday's broadcast of the Fox Business Network's Varney & Co., Representative Michael Waltz, RFL, reacted to branches of the military struggling to hit their recruiting goals and said that in addition to a shrinking pool of eligible recruits and a tight labor market, you have a leadership in this administration. In this Pentagon that keeps telling the nation that the military is overrun with white supremacy and that we have an inherently racist constitution, and America isn't worth defending. Waltz stated, relevant remarks begin around 2 o'clock, the trend lines are bad, Ashley. Number 1, only about 25% of military-aged males and females can meet the basic qualifications now. Either they're too out of shape or too obese, have criminal records, or have drug records. So, the pool keeps shrinking. Then, on top of that, you have a leadership in this administration. In this Pentagon that keeps telling the nation that the military is overrun with white supremacy and that we have an inherently racist constitution, our founding fathers and the flag aren't worth defending. And then, on top of that, you have a super tight labor market. So, our military leaders need to be out there in universities, in the cities actually saying, we do need you to step up and serve. This flag is worth defending, and we have a merit-based, inclusive, outstanding United States military that has been a pathway out of poverty and that presents all types of skills. But we're just not seeing that type of leadership right now. And I think you're seeing it in all of the services missing their recruiting goals this year. The trend line's not going in the right direction. Meanwhile, you've got China and Russia with massive military buildups. Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.